但是要给我们有活水的源头。
P is power. Power to keep peaceful relationships.
P 代表和谐关系的能力。我们在哪里找到这个 rap 呢？ Resurrection action power in everyday life. 复活的大能在日常生活的。我们看创世纪26章。第一节至到第五节第六节 ，We'll find it in Genesis 26, verse 1 to 6. Genesis 26, verse 1 to 6. 创世纪26章第一节至到第六节，复活嘅大能在日常生活 ，rap 啊 ，rap 有几个意思啊？一个就系音乐，另一个就系讨论倾闲解。In English, rap has, can mean music, but it can also mean have a casual conversation. We're just rapping. Yeah. But here it means resurrection action power. 但今天我们看是复活的大能在日常生活。创世纪26章第一节，在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉尔去。到非利士人的王亚比米勒那里，耶和华向以撒显现说：你不要下去，要住在我所指示你的地。你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔。我必坚定向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓，我要加增你的后裔，像天上的星那样多，又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福。第五节，都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。以撒就住在基拉尔，一起祈祷。Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你，今日系复活节嘅，我哋今日可以充满你嘅复活嘅大能，系有呢个盼望，有呢个信心，因为我哋知道你的而且确从死里复活，俾我哋今日有呢个嘅精神，有呢个嘅生命，有呢个嘅永生嘅盼望。所以主，我哋求你今日喺我哋当中向我哋彰显嘅，让我哋可以更加明白。吸收你今日要同我哋讲嘅信息，让我哋喺日常生活可以实践你呢个复活嘅大能。我哋多谢主，听我哋祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。So let's look first at the resurrection and resurrection power that receive guidance and blessings。我哋先睇复活咧，因为复活我哋可以得到引导同埋福气。咁我哋个主系复活嘅。所以他可以带领我们。Now the Lord is alive, so he can guide us and lead us. And Isaac knew that Jesus was risen from the dead. And how do we know that? Because in Hebrews 11, it tells us, if you look at Hebrews 11, 17 to 19, you'll see. 我们知道以撒呢，他知道主复活。为什么他知道主复活呢？他靠着复活的大能呢？你看希伯来书第11章17节至19节。
In Hebrews 11, chapter 17 to 19.
这里说，亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。论到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的，谁要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他以为神能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。
And he believed that God could raise from the dead, and he received his son back from the dead.
所以以撒呢，就是好似咧经历到复活的，他亦都系仰望。耶稣的复活。
So Isaac, in a way, was resurrected, and he also was looking forward to the resurrection of Christ.
所以以撒咧，佢仰望耶稣尼赛亚救主，有日要嚟，佢知道佢要嚟，要钉十字架，要死，要复活。我哋咧就向后望，睇到耶稣钉十字架复活。So Isaac was looking forward to the death of the Messiah and the resurrection of the Messiah. We look back to the death and the resurrection of the Messiah. 其实我们仰望的是同一样的。And so what we're looking at is the same. 都是看到这个复活的主。And so we both look at the resurrected Lord. So Isaac knew the resurrection power. 所以以撒他知道复活的大能。今天你知不知道复活的大能呢？在你的人生里面，你有没有经历到这个复活的大能？And have you experienced the resurrection power in your life? Do you know the resurrection power? 如果你看这个的哥林多前书十五章十四节是这样讲。In 1 Corinthians 15 verse 14, it says, 若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然。你们所信的也是枉然。If Christ is not resurrected, we believe in vain, and what we preach is in vain. 弟兄姊妹，我们要知道耶稣复活是的而且确，千真万确一个真理。The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the truth, 100% historical fact. It happened. It is real. 是历史里面的而且确发生，是真实的。如果耶稣没复活，我们今天在这里是多余的。If Jesus didn't raise from the dead, our gathering this morning is a worthless effort. 耶稣不在坟墓里面，一个在坟墓里面的神有什么用呢？ And a God who's still in the grave, what good is it? He can't hear your prayer. He can't answer you. He can't help you. 一个死的神呢，听不到你祷告，帮不到你。可能精神上有些帮助，可能精神上会有些鼓励。我上个星期去探康宁中心一个的就来离开世界一个病人，我问他信不信耶稣，他说信。我说为什么你要信？他说之前我没有信仰，但是现在我信，因为觉得我祈祷有个精神寄托。 And last week I went to the cancer ward in the Gangwon Hospital, the hospice ward, and was talking with a patient who was ready to die of cancer. And I asked him if he believes in Jesus, and he said, yeah, I believe. And I said, well, what do you believe? He said, well, I never had a faith before, but now I believe that if I pray to Jesus, I have a peace in my heart. I have a intellectual security, and my pain goes away. 跟着我跟他讲一个例子，他个台揸住一个白花油，咁我拎起个白花油同佢讲话，我要同你解释精神寄托同埋真正嘅信仰嘅分别。And on his table, he had a bottle of this little oil ointment that they use, you know. And I said, I'm going to show you a representation of what the difference is of having an intellectual understanding or a belief, a religious belief, and having a true faith. 咁我话佢听咧，我揸住呢个白花油嘅。我的面对人生的经历，我什么有信心，我相信揸住白花油，我拥有信心什么都可以做的，因为白花油给我精神力量，白花油给我权柄，白花油领到我什么都不怕，天不怕地不怕，只要怕老婆。 So I told him that as I hold the ointment oil that Oh, I'm filled with strength and power, and I can face any trouble and trial. I hold this bottle in my hand, and it just fills me with hope and assurance that I can face the day. 跟住呢，我问佢：你觉得信耶稣系咪咁？我话白花油系死物，耶稣系生嘅，耶稣系复活嘅。耶稣是真的，死物呢，我对他有精神寄托，但是他本身没有能力，但是一个活生生的神呢，是有生命力的，不是信者先有，是你信不信他都在这里。 So I asked him, I said, do you think this is what it's like believing in Jesus? A dead inanimate object has no power. The only power it gets is what I put in it. But a living Lord, a living God, a living Christ is powerful. And in Chinese they say, it's only true to him who believes. It's not true. It's true whether you believe it or not. God is real. Jesus rose from the dead. Amen? Amen. Isaac met a real problem. They had a famine.
饑荒是一个好大问题来的。在现在社会呢，我们可能会有好多的问题来到，忽然之间来，我们没办法解决。
And in our life, we will have many problems that come. They come out of nowhere, and we don't know how to solve them.
你忽然间有个饑荒，你点算呢？ 因为以前社会呢，有饑荒嚟，唔好似而家嘅。
And in the old days, you know, if a famine came, it's not like today.
你唔可以买矿泉水，你冇水喉嘅。我哋澳门有咸潮嘅，咸潮大家买矿泉水算数啦。当时唔得嘅。In
Macau, we have the salt water tides, but we haven't had them this year. But in the past, when you have them, then everybody just buys distilled water. It didn't work for Isaac.
你睇下，以撒咧系神拣选嘅，系一个爱神嘅人，但系佢都遇到饥荒。And
Isaac is a man that believes God and loves God, and God called him, but he still had the famine.
你睇下佢嗰个面对困难咧，复活嘅主嘅大能帮到佢。And
so as he met the trial in his life, the resurrected Lord was with him and helped him.
你记得咧，耶稣曾经讲过。 復活在我，生命也在我，信我的人雖然死了，也必復活。
And Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me, though he die, he shall resurrect.
我觉得这句说话很有意思，因为耶稣说，虽然死了，也必復活，讲明一样嘢。
I think this is very important because Jesus said, although you die, you will raise again. It means that Jesus is telling us that we all will die. We all will face the trials of this life. We're all going to go through difficulties that will result in death.
耶稣就讲明一个事实俾我哋听：每人都要死亡，死亡之前会遇到呢啲人生嘅痛苦、生老病死，就算基督徒都唔会免疫。
So even as Christians, we will not be immune to the trials in this life.
但系耶稣讲：你唔使怕。
And Jesus said, don't worry, I will be with you even unto the end of the age.
刚刚读这个马可福音，耶稣说，至到世界的末日，我与你同在。感谢主。以撒遇到这个问题，但是神要跟他一起，所以神来跟他讲说话。
And as Isaac met this trial, God was with him and God came and talked to him.
所以我哋睇到喺呢个嘅复活嘅主系将福赐给以撒。And
so the resurrected Lord gave blessing to Isaac. And he gave him, in here we see two blessings. The first is protection, and the second is wealth and guidance.
我哋见到神咧俾以撒呢个嘅引导、保护同埋丰盛嘅生命。
先睇到佢俾到佢引導啦。And let's look at I skipped. And the first thing that God gave him was guidance, because God told Isaac where not to go and where to go.
神話以撒聽要去邊度，唔好去邊度，唔好去埃及。中文聖經話唔好下去嘅意思，唔好下去埃及。In
the Chinese it doesn't say don't go to Egypt, but in the English it says don't go to Egypt. God told him not to go to Egypt, but to stay in this land. That is to stay where the famine is.
So 神叫以撒呢，要留喺嗰个地方，就系留喺饥荒嘅地方，即系留喺困难嘅地方。但系神引导佢，神都想引导你，你知唔知
And God wants to guide you. 我唔知你今日面对咩事，系咪有啲抉择，系咪有啲挣扎，系咪有啲方向感？你唔知点升学去边间大学，升学去边间中学，去边个做工嘅？神要引导你。And God wants to guide you today. I don't know where you're at, what you're going through. Are you going into university, going into a new high school, going to get a new job? God wants to guide your path. The resurrected Lord wants to lead you. 但神都是要保护我们。But God also wants to protect us. Let's look at Genesis 26, verse 6 to verse 7, and then skip to verse 11.
我们看创世纪26章第6节至到第7节，跟着我们跳到看11节。你说以撒就住在基拉耳，那地方的人问到他的差子，他便说，那是我的妹子。原来他怕说是我的差子，他心里想，恐怕这地方的人和为尼伯家的缘故杀我，因为他容貌俊美。十一节，于是阿比米勒晓论众民说，凡沾辱这个人或是他差子的，定要把他治死。
在这里我们见到以撒不知道做错还是不做错，我们没有讨论这件事。他学他爸爸，他爸爸有两次这样做，我们今天 不紧要跟我们的讲法。
Now we see that Isaac did the same thing that his father did twice. And whether it's right or not, we're not going to talk about that today. That's not important. What I want to emphasize is even if he was wrong, we still see that God protected him. God's protection was still on his life.
我想强调，就算他做错，神的恩手的保护的手还在他身上。神来保护他。所以复活主的大能呢，是能够保护你。
And the resurrected Lord is going to protect you.
可能你觉得是危险，可能你觉得是困难，可能你觉得是痛苦。但神说，你信我，我就保护你。
Maybe you think it's difficult, maybe you think it's dangerous, maybe you think it's troublesome. But God says, if you trust in me and believe in me, I will protect you.
今天神要保护你，这个是复活的大能。那耶稣门徒是这样，当耶稣钉十字架，全部惊到死的。And when Jesus' disciples saw Jesus get crucified on the cross, they all were scared.
但耶稣从死里复活，我们看到他改变。
But when Jesus rose from the dead, we saw that they changed. 刚刚我们读了马可福音16章，下半章你看到呢，神话怎样保护我们。
And we just read Matthew 16. And at the end of chapter 16, it tells us how God is going to protect.
神话呢，可以呢拿起毒蛇，吃咩毒物呢，也必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好。主与他们同说完话，就息晴天。
And in Mark, it says they can hold snakes, they can drink poison, and nothing will hurt them.
We don't want to get into a theological discussion about this, but the thing is that God is going to protect us.
我们不想看神学这个经文的为什么，但是我们可以知道神要保护我们。
复活的主是想保护，因为神是爱我们，要保护我们，带我们经过困难。
The resurrected Lord wants to protect you and carry you through your difficulties.
但我想强调一样嘢，你想神保护你，你要行得正，企得正，做神喜欢嘅嘢。
But if you want the protection of God, you better be walking the walk of the Lord. Walking the way that Jesus wants you to walk. Walk the walk and talk the talk. Don't just make a game of your Christian relationship.
你要活出你的信仰，这个是复活的大能，是日常生活的。
And this is the resurrection power in everyday life. And the other thing that Jesus gave to Isaac was abundance. And look at Genesis 26, verse 12 to verse 16.
跟住我哋睇到神点样去俾丰盛以撒咧，喺廿六章十二节至到十六节话，以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他，他就昌大，日增月盛，胜了大富户，他有羊群牛群，又有许多仆人。 非利士人就嫉妒他，当他父亲阿伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所掘的井，非利士人全都塞住，填满了土。阿比米勒对以撒说：你离开我们去吧，因为你比我们强盛得多。So
God blessed Isaac. Blessed him a hundredfold. He became a great man.
弟兄姊妹, 你可不可以想象到以撒是多少东西的? 他爸爸已经是一个大富翁, 但是他带着他爸爸所给他的, 又是增加100倍。
Isaac received all that Abraham had. Abraham was a great man. And yet he took all that Abraham gave him and increased it 100%. Man, this guy was rich.
这个以撒是有钱的,非常之强盛。甚至非利士人叫他走,你比我们更大,怕我们是不够你打。
And even the Philistines kicked him out because he was so powerful, they were afraid that if they got into a discussion, that they would be overpowered by this guy. Get rid of him, it's easier that way.
复活主将这个福气赐给信他的人, and Jesus wants to give the blessing to all who trust in him.
Now, I'm not talking about material blessings.
我不是讲物质上的丰盛, 神是给我们有灵里面的丰盛。 Now, God is giving us spiritual blessings in heavenly places. 神是给我们天上有 属灵的福气的,是丰盛的,有什么福气呢?平安,喜乐,节制,丰盛的生命,满足感,恩典. What kind of blessings has God given us? He's giving us peace, happiness, joy, fulfillment.
Grace, mercy.
哇,你天上的福气,众多。我相信神都是祝福信靠他的人,不会饿死。
And I believe that God blesses those who trust in him, that they will not go hungry.
你今天面对什么困难?你说我搞不定,如果我不做台底交易,我是不行的。如果我不做行后门,我是做不定。我不接受这个说法。
And maybe today you say, if I don't go under the table deals, I can't survive. If I don't go behind the back doors and do backdoor deals, I can't live. I don't accept that. God blesses those who trust in him and follow him. And if you walk according to his word, he will bless you.
神祝福信靠他的人,如果你行神的道,神会祝福你.
Now that doesn't mean you'll become a millionaire.
不等于你会变百万富翁,但你会有神要你有多少。But
you will have what God wants you to have. Now what does God want you to have? I don't know.
神要你有什么我不知道,但是神知道。我们可不可以接受神要给我们的恩典? 太多人在那里,喂,喂,喂,喂,喂,喂,喂,
too many people are just searching and striving and striving and striving. Isaac didn't strive. God just blessed him.
以撒没有挣扎,神就祝福他。可能在这个社会里面很难,你觉得牧师很难,做一个正直的人,做一个站得正的人,是很难。
復活嘅大能就係咁奇妙。And maybe you think it's hard to do that in this society. It's hard to be righteous. It's hard to follow the way of the Lord. But that is the miracle of the resurrection power. 復活嘅大能係俾我哋能夠做到人冇辦法做到嘅。The resurrection power enables us to do what man cannot do. God can do. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. Ephesians 4, 7 to 9. 以弗所書第四章第七節至到第九節。我們各人蒙恩，都是照基督所量給各人的恩賜，所以經常說，他升上高天的時候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降下在地下么？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。And so, as Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, he gave gifts to those who trust him. Grace means gifts.Spiritual blessings. 神升天，耶稣升天，他将这个属灵的恩赐、礼物赐给我们。你今天得到神所给你的福气吗？你今天享受神所给你的恩典吗？ And are you experiencing the gifts and the blessings that God has for you today? The resurrected Christ has many of these gifts for you.We need to receive them in faith. 我們需要用信心接受，神就會祝福。Let's go back to Genesis 26 and look at verse 18 to 19. 在創世記26章看18節和19節。當他父親亞伯拉罕在世之日所掛的水井，因非利士人在亞伯拉罕死後塞住了，以撒就重新刮出来，仍照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名。以撒的仆人在谷中刮井，便得了一口活水井。活水井 ，they found a well of living water。嗱，我哋第二点咧，我哋睇到上有活水嘅源头。And so our second point is that we will always have the source of living water, action, power from the resurrection.
你有没有这个活水井在你生命里面，弟兄姊妹？以撒呢，他可以在那里哭，可以在那里痛苦。哎呀，我老爸刮的井你塞住了，真的惨啊，惨啊，没人锡我，塞住了我的龙井啊。Isaac could just complain and say, all the wells that my father dug, oh, you filled them up. Oh, nobody loves me. Everybody's against me. Oh, why? Oh, why? Oh, why? He could just be a whiny baby. But what did he do? He dug the wells again.
他再刮啲井。他不是坐定定算数。他说我们饥荒没水。在哪里找水呢？刮井咯。積極工作好好當理所當然啦。
It's a famine. What can I do? Dig a well. Find water in the ground. It's the obvious solution.
神要我哋學以撒積極行動。積極行動下咩功夫？你生命枯乾嘛？你要摘刮井，呢個係活水嘅泉源。
Are you dry in your spiritual walk today? You need to dig in the well of living water. This Bible, the Word of God, is a well of living water. You need to search the Scriptures. You need to learn the Word of God and let the Word of God get in you and find the wells of living water, the truth in the Word. They will revive your spirit.
你要下功夫睇神嘅话语。因为神的说话是滋养我们的生命。 好奇妙咧。我哋讲到复活节，耶稣从死里复活。耶稣讲喺约翰福音第四章，佢话我系活水。你打开睇约翰福音第四章。
And as we look at Jesus, the resurrected Lord, and we're talking about living water, we have to look at John 4, verse 10 to 14. What did Jesus say about living water?
约翰福音第四章第十节话，耶稣回答说：你若知道神的恩赐和对你说，给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
十三节，耶稣回答说：凡喝我这水要再喝，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
耶稣想将这个活水给你，这个活水就是滋润生命，这个活水就是令到你有方向感，这个活水呢就是令到你满足的。有耶稣的活水不会再干渴的。
Jesus wants to give you his living water today. With the living water, you are fulfilled, you are satisfied, your life is revived. You have purpose and meaning because you have the living water, the well of living water inside.
复活的大能就是将这个活水赐给我们。
And the resurrection power is to give us this living water. Look at John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38, 39.
约翰福音第七章三十七至到三十九。复活的大能要将这个活水赐给我们，我们每一个基督徒应该拥有。第七章三十七节说，节期的末日就是最大的日，耶稣站着高声说：人若喝了，可以到我这里喝，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他的之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣倘没得着荣耀，即是耶稣未死、未复活、未升天。当耶稣死、复活、升天之后，圣灵来，圣灵来到将这个活水给你。
At that time, Jesus was not dead, crucified, resurrected, and risen. But after he rose, the Holy Spirit came, and the Holy Spirit is that well of living waters inside of us.Isaac dug wells and he found living water. Have you found the living water?
以撒掘井，他找到活水。你找到这个活水没有？耶稣赐的，在耶稣的复活的大能，我们有这个活水。
老实说，以撒呢，一路掘井，他是跟世界争执。当我们继续看以撒的生命的时候，他继续争执。非利士人呢，就是跟他争这个水。
And as Isaac continued living in the living water, he continued in a struggle. As the Philistines kept struggling and fighting for the water rights.
Look at Genesis 26, verse 20 to 22. 你看创世纪26章20至到22节。基拉尔的仆人与以撒的牧人争见，说这水是我们的。以撒就给他井起名叫埃色，就是相争的意思，因为他们和他相争。以撒的仆人又刮了一个井，他们又称这井为争竞，因此以撒给这井起名叫西提拿，就是为敌的意思。以撒离开那里，又刮了一个井，一口井。他们不为这井争竞了，他给那井起名叫何伯，就是宽阔的意思。
他说耶和华现在给我宽阔的地之地，我们必在这地长成。
Look at Isaac. He redigs a well. They say it's his. He goes and redigs another one. They say it's theirs. And he just goes on and gets another one. It's a struggle. But he just takes it in stride and keeps going. And finally he finds one that they don't fight over.
以撒就好奇怪喎。他刮一个井，啲人话系佢嘅，佢再行开啲，再刮又话系佢哋嘅，再行开啲，终于揾一个佢冇争嘅。弟兄姊妹，我哋基督徒嘅生命系一个挣扎嘅生命嘅。腓利士人代表世界，代表私欲。
The Philistines represent the world in the flesh, and it's a constant struggle for us Christians.
我哋唔会停止呢个挣扎嘅。人生不会上天色上蓝的。
Life is not blue skies every day.
是一个挣扎的。神要我们怎样面对这些挣扎的。我们要靠活水来胜过这些挣扎。
How do we overcome the struggles in life? With the living water of the Word. As the living water fills our lives, we can overcome.
你知唔知耶稣讲过咩事？约翰福音十六章三十三节，我相信大家识呢个经文。
In John verse chapter 16:33, Jesus gave us a promise. He said, "In this world you're going to have troubles, but don't be afraid. I've overcome the world."
耶稣话：我将这些事告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上。你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
哇，这个复活的大能的盼望来的，耶稣胜了世界。
我们世界上挣扎，但耶稣得胜了。
What a great promise! Jesus overcame the world. We have troubles in the world, but in his resurrection power, he overcame.We can have peace.
在挣扎里面我们可以有平安。
Look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 16.
你看加拉太书第五章十六节和十七节。16
and 17. Galatians 5, 16 and 17.
我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。因为情欲与圣灵相争。圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
You have a daily struggle with the flesh. You need the living water of the Word, the resurrection power of Jesus to help you overcome your flesh. Because you're struggling in the world.And if you don't stand close to Jesus and have that living water daily in your life, keep digging the well, daily digging the world is going to overcome you. You need to stand firm in the resurrection power.
你每一日同你嘅私欲争战，世界喺出边同你打紧仗嘅，你需要每一日刮个井，喺神嘅话语刮井揾到活水，系有呢个活水滋润你。如果唔系咧，世界会胜过你。你的私欲会胜过你，你会失败，但你可以得胜，因为耶稣复活，耶稣复活给我们可以胜过世界。但我们要学以撒刮个井，天天刮井，不要输给他。
We need to every day dig the well in the word of God. Don't give in to the flesh. Don't let the world overcome you. Let's go back to Genesis.
翻翻创世记。
In verse 24 to 25, let's see what happens.
我们看24和25节发生什么事。当夜耶和华向他显言说，我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在， 要赐福给你，并要为你仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故，使你的后裔繁多。以撒就在这里筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便叫那里刮，便在那里刮了一口井。
God came to Isaac in his despair. He's struggling and he's fighting. He found a well of living water. He found a well that was wide enough for everybody. But God came and he comforted him and said, I will be with you. Don't be afraid. My promises are still true.
在挣扎的时候，神照来到跟他说，我与你同在，你不用害怕，我的应许仍然是有效的。跟着他又再刮一个井，他又筑一个坛敬拜神。弟兄姊妹，你遇到困难的时候，神有没有来安慰你？神有没有来跟你讲说话？你有没有用敬拜的方法来亲近主？
When you have your struggles, has God come and spoken to you? Has his comfort come to you? Do you spend your time to worship and praise him and build that altar?
神要安慰我们，祝福我们，带领我们。以撒呢，真的是有活水的泉源在他生命里面。
So Isaac had the living water in his life. We need the living water. Let's go to our third point. Power to keep peaceful relationships.
我们看我们第三点，就是和谐关系的能力。我一路看以撒这个的挣扎呢，就觉得很奇妙。他的态度呢是值得学，因为呢他爸爸的井人家塞住，他可以捞，但是他没捞，他就刮翻起，刮翻起，人家说，嘿，我这个水，他又走开绕得他，再刮一个，人家又争。但是他的态度是怎样？他可以捞人，那非利士人赶他走，因为知道他强盛，他肯定够打，但是他没打。
Look at the attitude that Isaac had. His father dug the wells. People came and filled him in. That would make me mad.
Oh, but he didn't get mad.
He just redug them. He redigs the well. They come and say, it's our water. He moves on and redigs another one. Look at the attitude this guy had. He's peaceful. He's not contentious. He's not up for a fight.
The Philistines kicked him out because they thought he's getting too large. He's going to overcome us. So he had the power to fight. He could stand and declare war and say, these are my wells. I'm taking them back. But he just went on.
他有权，他说，我的井，我要打，要保护，你们赶走你们。
但他没有，他去再刮一个。
What an attitude that he had. He's not contentious. He's not striving. He's just following the will of the Lord.
他很平安，他不是有争竞 的态度的，他就去远一点再刮个井。可以说以撒呢，就是一个平静逆来顺受，没有问题，没有所谓的，我再去隔离再刮井咯，一个的开朗的人物。
So Isaac had the spirit. He was just taking it all in stride, not contentious, at peace with the world, and say, no problem, man, I'll just go over there and dig another well. What a great attitude to have.
Power to keep peaceful relationships. 神可不可以给你这种的态度呢？和谐关系的能力，复活的能力是给我们和谐关系。我不跟人家争啊，我不好说我的权利，我的自由是我的，我的。
The power to be at peace. Not fighting, not saying, it's mine, give it back. Just let it into God's hands. God's in control. Let him take care of you.
让神带领，是神，你是属于神，有神安排带领。
我哋需要呢种平安。耶稣复活嘅大能俾我哋呢个平安。但系世人睇嘅时候话：你傻瓜。
Now we need this kind of peace, but the world looks and says, "You're crazy, man. You don't fight back."
世界话你要反驳啊，你要争气啊，你真系傻。系咪傻呢？唔系傻，复活大能嘅平安。
We're not crazy. We've got the peace of the resurrection. Walking in the Spirit gives you peace, and God will protect you. God will be with you. You don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be anxious. Just be at peace and let the Lord do His will.
平安就好奇妙。我中意约翰福音十四章廿七节。
And I like John chapter 14, verse 27. I like this song. It's a great resurrection song.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
The world cannot understand the peace that Jesus gives, but we can experience it.
Now, 如果你繼續睇創世記廿六至到三十一，你見到咧啲人又係嚟爭嘅，但係跟住咧有一樣嘢奇妙發生嘅。
If you continue looking at chapter 26, verse 26 to 31, they kept fighting, but then something happened.
廿六節話亞比米勒同他的朋友阿胡撒和他的軍長菲國從基拉爾來見以撒。以撒對他們說：你們既然恨我，嗱，佢知道佢恨佢啊，為什麼到我這裡來呢？他們說：我们明明的看见耶和华与你同在，便说不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约，使你不害我们，正如我们未曾害你，一味的考待你，并且打发你平平安安的走。你是蒙耶和华赐福的了。以撒就为他们设摆筵席，他们便吃了喝了。他们清早起来，彼此起誓。以撒打发他们走，他们就平平安安的离开他走了。
好奇妙啊！唔系以撒争，但系啲人嚟同佢和好。This is amazing. Isaac wasn't striving with them, but they came to make the peace.
嗱，佢嚟嘅原因咧，你可以考虑好多嘅原因，系咪惊以撒就有日忍唔起就会真系爆发战争咧？系咪惊啊？佢唔够佢争咧
？Maybe they were thinking, "Wow, we better make peace with this guy before he's going to one day fight back, and we won't be able to fight back against him." Is that what they were thinking?
或者佢有责备嘅心，佢知道，哎呀，我哋對唔住佢啦，放過佢啦。
Maybe they were convicted in their heart. Oh, we've been mean to him. Let's stop being mean to him. What was their reason? We don't know. What was their motive? We don't know.
佢嘅原因係乜嘢？動機係乜嘢？我哋唔知。但係事實上，佢嚟到和解。
But the truth is, they came to make the peace. And so the reason doesn't matter. 個原因唔重要。
个重点就系佢和解好嘅，唔系以撒叫佢嚟，系佢知道以撒做到佢应该做嘅。有时同敌人咧，你想同佢和解，你冇办法，你去揾佢，佢都赶你走。但系当神感动佢，佢睇到你嘅生命，佢睇到你嘅反应，佢睇到你个人，有一日神感动佢，系咪佢唔够你争啊？跟住佢嚟同你和好，几时我哋唔知，但系神为以撒解决咗呢件事。
Now, we don't know why the enemy will come, but when we have an enemy and we're fighting, we go to make peace with him. He just kicks us out. But when God changes his heart and he comes to initiate the peace, then God does a work. Can you wait until God does that work in your enemy's life? Can you wait until God brings a solution? Amazing truth that resurrection power in action brought peace to his relationship. People picking on you, striving with you, fighting against you. The resurrection power gives you the strength to forgive, to forbear, to have patience, and to wait. That's resurrection power in action.
是否夫妇彼此之间的问题做敌人？是否同学的问题？神要我们彼此认错，互相道歉，彼此宽恕，很难。一句说话可以做十年敌人。
God wants us, even in marriage relationships, to forgive. He wants us to forbear. He wants us to accept one another. And even sometimes, because of one word that was said, we can be enemies for 10 years. God wants us to forgive it, put it behind us, and let it go.
耶稣复活的大能是让我们可以彼此宽恕。
The resurrection power gives us the strength to forgive. Let go. Let God do a miracle.
放手让神工作。 我们创世纪最后，我们看26章32节。
And finally, the last verse we're going to look at in Genesis 26:32. 叫做别是吧，直到今日。32 and 33,
Bathsheba. They found Bathsheba.
水代表神的福气，以撒和敌人和谐之后，再得到神的福气。 And the water represents the blessing of God, and after he resolved his personal relationships, God's blessing came again. And he had Bathsheba.
你和敌人和解之后，神将你个福气再俾你。释放系好似一个结果，系数学题，一加一等于二。所以呢，这个释放就系，我哋同人哋唔好呢，心里边不安啦，我哋系瞓唔觉啦，瞓唔着啦。
Release is like a math question. 1 + 1 = 2. And as we are released in the Spirit because we give it up to God and we have resolved the conflict, we get the blessing. If we don't resolve the conflict, what do we get? We can't sleep at night. We've got burdens. We always feel down and depressed. We don't get the victory. But when the victory comes, it's release.
今日我哋所睇到系 wrap， 复活嘅大能使我们得到 R，R 就系复活，就系得到引导和福气
，receive guidance and blessing。
喺困难里边，我哋明白神嘅意思，得到保护同埋丰盛
，and so we get in troubles We know God's will, we are guided, we receive his protection and his blessing. A,
always have the source of living water. Resurrection action.
A 就是上有活水的源头。 積極去尋求神的活水。同世界爭的時候,你需要活水,滋潤你的生命。
So you need to actively study the Word of God and get His living water so that you can have the living water to help you in the conflicts of life. P, power to keep peaceful relationships.
P是和諧關係的能力。 在敵人面前保持平安。 可以与敌人和解,和平共处.
And so, with your enemies, you have the power to be at peace, and you have the power and ability to resolve the conflict and live peacefully with them.
Rap, 不是流行音乐的,是复活的大能,是我们日常生活.
So rap is the resurrection action power in everyday life.
我们求神祝福他的话语，一起低头祈祷。天父，我们多谢你今日复活节。我相信是我们当中有很多生命的，我们面对我们的困难，面对我们的痛苦，面对我们的挣扎。主啊，我们需要你的复活的大能，帮助我们去和解，帮助我们去保持平安。 帮助我们在这些挣扎里面是有方向，有引导。你复活的大能，你2000年前从死里复活，是证明你是胜过魔鬼、胜过试探、胜过死亡。你可以帮助我们同样靠着你的能力得胜，是我们这些人际关系，是我们这个人生的路，是仰望你，得到你的大能。
主要求你帮我们，但神啊，如果我们做错的地方，我们先求你宽恕，先求主耶稣你赦免我们的罪。我们继续低头祈祷，请敬拜小组再上来，我们要麦饼，Pete and Cole，我们上个星期就麦饼，但系今日复活节咧，我们再麦饼一次啊。 阿求你帮手排餐啊！我哋麦饼纪念主咧就系神俾我哋呢个嘅礼物，我哋复活嘅大能。耶稣话呢个饼系代表佢嘅身体为我哋擘开，呢个杯系耶稣嘅血为我哋流。当我哋排呢个 杯同埋饼嘅时候，如果你信耶稣，欢迎你攞呢个饼同埋呢个杯，等到大家一齐有，我哋一齐食嘅时候，求主再宽恕，系等候紧。当我哋唱呢首歌，我哋可以省察自己嘅心。如果我哋有得罪神嘅地方、做错嘅地方，我哋可以求神宽恕。系咪同一啲嘅人有争执嘅？系咪有一啲嘅地方你觉得好困难、好痛苦？ 你想耶稣嚟宽恕你？当我哋唱呢首歌嘅时候，你将呢个人际关系交俾耶稣，靠耶稣嘅能力嚟到俾你可以平安，靠耶稣嘅能力嚟到俾你可以和解，靠耶稣嘅能力俾到你可以忍受嘅，可以喺呢个困难当中得到耶稣嘅活水。
主耶稣基督宝血能洗，能洗去我污秽，除旧受愧敬意洁净，因他宝血洪流，主耶。 基督生命能使我们得救，因他背负十架重担，负清 我最属格，我心充满感谢，我心充满感谢，我必信靠他，只有主耶稣保佑，是神爱的见证，是神爱的见证，主耶稣基督保佑，洗去我污秽，罪疚罪疚羞愧竟已洁净，因他宝血洪流，主耶稣基督圣名，